Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program, Our Islamic Beliefs. Alhamdulillah, we'll be learning about aqaid of a believer, the beliefs that every Muslim should have. We learned about the aqaid related to Dururiyatul Deen, matters of faith which are known in the religion by necessity. We learned about aqaid Ahle Sunnat, meaning aqeedah which distinguishes a believer and classifies him as a Sunni Muslim. And inshallah, in today's episode, again, we're going to hear about another important aqeedah, and that is related to the Prophets alayhim salam being alive. Before we do so, inshallah, let's hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has stationed an angel at the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what the Prophet alayhi salam has told us. And what's the job of that angel? It hears, it has such power to hear the recitation of Salat al-Nabi, which takes place around the globe simultaneously. And when it hears that recitation of Salat al-Nabi, it conveys the name of the reciter as well as the father's name. That so-and-so, son of so-and-so, has recited Salat upon you. Subhanallah. Just imagine, wherever you are, whichever country, whichever city, whichever continent, wherever you are in the world, you recite Durood Sharif, Salat al-Nabi, your name and your father's name is presented in the court of the best of all mankind, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that should give us an incentive, an encouragement to recite Salat al-Nabi abundantly, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our aqeedah in regards to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam is that they are alive and well in their graves with a haqiqi life, real life. And through the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon them, and in particular through the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees his ummah, he sees the creation like he sees the palm of his hand. And he mentioned that alayhi salatu wasalam in one of his ahadith. This is the knowledge bestowed upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the Anbiya alayhi salam are in their graves, alive and well, given sustenance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if they will, they can go and visit wherever they like. It's not our aqeedah that the Anbiya alayhi salam or our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present at every place, in every gathering. This is not our aqeedah. This is an incorrect belief if anyone has it. And we believe regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all of them tasted death. And what does death mean? Death is inqita'u ruh min al-jasad, separation of the soul from the body. And this happened with all of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Nobody denies that. But then Allah Ta'ala returned their pious souls, their pure souls, and they are alive in their graves now. They have a better life than the life they had in this world, even though their life in this world was the greatest as well. Remember, with Anbiya alayhi salam, they're always increasing in excellence, always increasing in virtue. Allah Ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem regarding the martyrs, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And do not say regarding those who are killed in the way of Allah that they are dead. Rather, they are alive and you cannot comprehend. In another verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. And do not think those who were slain or killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Rather, they are alive with their lords and they are given sustenance. So these verses clarify that the martyrs are alive in their graves. And we are not to say that the martyrs are dead. Both of these verses prohibit that. Don't call them dead. They are alive. Allah Ta'ala has blessed them. Allah Ta'ala has given them sustenance. We are not aware. And what about the Anbiya alayhi salam then? Are Anbiya alayhi salam greater or martyrs? Martyrs have a great rank, but they cannot come close to the rank of a Nabi or a Rasul. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيُّ يُرْزَقُ. That indeed Allah has forbidden the earth to consume the bodies of the prophets. And the prophets of Allah are alive and they are given sustenance. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that they should send salat upon me, he instructed them. And they inquired, they said, one Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the case when you are physically with us, but after you depart from the world, then what about then? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith, that just as in the worldly life, when the Prophet alayhi wa sallam was with the Sahaba, whenever they recited salat, that salat reached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, similarly, after he, alayhi salam, has veiled himself from the world, he's resting in his blessed shrine, the Durood Sharif, the Salat ala Nabi, still reaches him. Why? Inna Allah harrama ala al-ard an ta'kula ajsad al-anbiya. This is the hadith that the Prophet alayhi salam mentioned to answer that question of the Sahabi, that Allah will keep the Anbiya alayhi salam alive and well in their graves, meaning they will taste death momentarily and then they will have a greater life in Barzakh, in the next realm. In another hadith, we're told, Al-Anbiya'u ahya'un fi quburihim yusallun. The Anbiya alayhim salam are alive and they pray in their graves. They actually pray in their graves. Subhanallah. And who prays in the graves? Someone who's alive, someone who's living. So these are things that the scholars have discussed at length. That if you cannot say regarding a martyr that he is dead, his head is severed from his body, it could be the case that his body is cut into pieces, but we are not to say that they are dead. Why? Because they are alive in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are alive in their graves. Then how can we dare say that regarding the Anbiya alayhi salam, who are the best of all creation, meaning in all of creation, the highest rank belongs to the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wassalam. So it's important that we have correct knowledge regarding this topic. If we know the Anbiya alayhi salam pray in their graves, if we know that the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salam cannot be consumed by the earth, other people's bodies may decompose, and they do decompose. But Anbiya alayhi salam, their bodies are fresh, their bodies are alive. And when we know these narrations, how can we ever say regarding the Anbiya alayhi salam that they are dead? We say, and this aqidah of Hayatul Nabi is established through Quran and Hadith as well. And as we mentioned earlier, that if they will, if they want, they desire, they can go wherever they want as well. But it's not the case that they are everywhere. Look at the night of Mi'raj. Try to understand. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled on the night journey, this hadith is in Bukhari, what did the Prophet alaihi wasallam say? He said, I saw Prophet Musa alayhi salam praying in his grave. When the Prophet alayhi salam reached Masjid al-Aqsa, all Anbiya alayhi salam welcomed him. They did his istiqbal, they welcomed him. Musa alayhi salam is there as well. Yet moments earlier, the Prophet alayhi salam saw him praying in his grave. And then when the Prophet alayhi salam goes towards the heavens, and then there's the incident of the prayer, salah, being gifted, who is the Prophet who is saying to our beloved Ali salam that go back and have the prayers reduced? Musa Ali salam. So it shows that the Anbiya Ali salam can travel wherever they like. With the idhn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have this power. If we actually study the incident of Mi'raj in detail, and so many of the issues that arise today in relation to Aqeedah, so many of the confusions that spread, they would all be resolved, they would all be answered. Why? Because this night of Mi'raj, subhanAllah, is a night wherein so many aqaid of a believer and aqaid of a Sunni Muslim are clearly and openly mentioned and explained as well. Look at the incident of the prayer itself, which we mentioned. Who had them reduced? The Prophet ﷺ. Who encouraged the Prophet ﷺ to get them reduced? Prophet Musa ﷺ. Whose wasila helped us? Otherwise, we would have had to pray 50 prayers. People can't even manage to pray 5 prayers today, sadly. But 50 prayers were initially made for. It was the wasila of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and Prophet Musa ﷺ which helped us. And look at the bishara, the glad tidings. You perform 5 prayers, you get the reward of 50 prayers. Subhanallah. So wasila, this concept which people speak about today and they can't understand and they reject it. This is mentioned, this is proven rather and established through this incident of Mi'raj. We also learned that wasila after departure, because Prophet Musa al-Islam passed away centuries before our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet after his physical departure from the world, he's still helping. His wasila afterwards is still benefiting the Muslim Ummah. And if somebody rejects the power of Allah, how can he be a Muslim? And to understand the power of Allah, let me give an example. The angel of death, Malakul Maut alayhi salam, he is not greater in rank than the prophets alayhi wasalam. Although he has a lofty rank, he is not greater than the prophets alayhi wasalam. At one time, simultaneously in the world, how many deaths take place? In England, in Europe, in America, in Africa, in Asia, in subcontinent, in Australia, wherever. Deaths are taking place all the time. Who is responsible for removing the souls? Allah Ta'ala has appointed Malakul Maut alayhi salam. So simultaneously he is in various places. And then the questioning in the grave, it takes place throughout the world. Simultaneously, because people are dying all the time, people are being buried at the same time in various places. And there Munkar and Nakir are asking questions in the grave. Man Rabbuka, Ma Deenuka, Ma kunta taqulu fi hadha ar-rajul. These three famous questions. Now, the reason I gave this example is to make you understand, Allah Ta'ala gave power to this farishta, this angel, Malakul Maut alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala gave power to Munkar and Nakir. Can he not give power to the prophets alayhi wasalam? Would he not give power to the anbiya alayhi wasalam? They are greater in rank than even the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't say the Prophet ﷺ is everywhere at every moment. This is not our aqeedah. And people shouldn't try and confuse others. Our aqeedah is that the Prophet ﷺ is present in his noble shrine. If he wills, he can travel wherever he wants. But from his blessed grave, he can see what's going on with his knowledge, his blessed knowledge, what is going on. Like the way he sees his palm. This is the rank of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salam can go with his physical body to one location or multiple locations. He can bless many people in a dream, in a wakeful state, however he wants. And the examples were just given of the angels alayhi wa sallam, the Malakul Maut alayhi salam, Munkar and Nakir. And all this is with the idhn of Allah. All of this is with the power bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So going back to the night of Mi'raj, when the prayer was led by the Prophet alayhi salam in Masjid al-Aqsa, the Anbiya alayhi salam were present. And then he went to the heavens, the first heaven, the second heaven, the third, etc. He met other Anbiya alayhi salam again. They were there. They were on the earth the next moment and in the heavens. Look at the power given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. Another point of aqeedah that is established on the night of Mi'raj, when Allah Ta'ala revealed to his chosen slave whatever he revealed. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. This secret conversation between the Lord Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In narrations it mentions that At-Tahiyyat, which we read in Salah. At-Tahiyyat lillahi wa salawat wa tayyibat wa salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Until the end. This was mentioned on that blessed night during this honorable conversation with Allah Azza wa Jal. And today, as ummatis of the Prophet ﷺ, we read this very same. We read these very same kalimat in salah, in tashahud. And when we get to the point where we say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, the ya is mahzoof. As-salamu alayka ya ayyuhan nabi. The ya is omitted. This is a mas'ala of Arabic grammar, but we know the ya is there. The ya is intended and implied. So, salam upon you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and the mercy of Allah and His barakat, His blessings. In namaz, we are calling out to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Istighatha. And people have a hard time understanding this. They say it's not allowed. Okay, during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you could call out to him. After he's physically departed, you're not allowed. If you do so, it's shirk. We say, how can it be shirk? How can something be dependent upon two different states? Meaning it's shirk if the Prophet alayhi salam isn't with us physically on this earth, and it's not shirk when the Sahaba were spending their days and nights being honored to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How does that make sense? Shirk is shirk at all times. And here in namaz, every ummati is reading As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, is calling out to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salam be upon you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So are we committing shirk in every single salah? Astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh. It's common sense. These things need to be understood. In fact, Allama Shami rahimahullah, he says that when you are reading this, you shouldn't be thinking that this is just a repetition of that conversation that was spoken on the night of Mi'raj. In fact, your niyat should be, I am actually sending salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right now. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, when you reach this point, you should think and visualize the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the matter of istighatha is solved as well. So there's so many things. If we have an understanding of the deen, then we won't fall into these confusions. We won't fall prey to people who are trying to misguide others. And even if you look at the life of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, he called out to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it was shirk, why would the Sahabi do it? Today, if you call out to the Prophet alayhi salam with devotion, with conviction, then inshallah your problems will be solved as well. So again, we need to study our deen. We need to learn our deen. We need to understand our deen and then implement our deen as well. If we fall prey to whatever anyone says on social media or any post somebody shares and we develop our aqidah based on that, that's incorrect. We have to sit with the scholars, sit with ulama, the true waritheen inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to understand our deen and to implement it in our lives as well. Ameen, bijahi nabi al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
Our Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day.